Anyways, we'll start. So it's almost June now, right? The weather's nice and school year is slowly coming to an end. And I was thinking about all this as I was preparing for today. You know, for me, I was like, wow, it's been such a blessing to be your pastor for this past year. You know, I've been so incredibly blessed. And, you know, my joy is like overflowing, you know, when I think of my service to you. And what a journey it's been in the past year or so. I was doing some reflection. So let's take a little trip down memory lane. Look back. So remember, oh, I know pictures quality is not good here, but summer retreat, 2016, Camp Madiba, right? The weather was nice and got on a school bus. Remember we played some games like this? I mean, this is the bang bang game, right? You guys remember that? Bang bang, you know. When I say bang, you say bang, remember that? Swimming at the beach, it was nice. And then, you know, school started and we got to Thanksgiving and we had a first High C Thanksgiving organized event. Yeah, these cool guys, you know, posing. And then we had a fall lock-in, remember that, guys? The apocalypse at St. Timothy, the zombie game, you know, that was really good. And then Christmas came and we had a nice holiday party and good fun and games at Sarah and Jonathan's place. And we had a march retreat. Look at all the girls. Oh, yes. And do the tebbings and, you know, like march retreat, the guys. And then we had a mission dinner, serving. You guys were all like dressed nice and fancy. And then we had our spring lock-in recently. Thumbs up. Yeah. And yeah. So anyways, yeah, right? A little nice little recap of what things have been. So, you know, we've had good events, right? Lots of fun, a lot of laughter. But, you know, more than the events themselves, what I've seen is I've seen God, you know, God moving in us, in each of you. I've seen the love of God become more real, you know, among this group. You know, sure, on a week-to-week basis, when you come on Sunday, sometimes it's not visible. Like, we come and we see our friends and whatever, but you know, there are special moments we've had, right? Special moments when we've shared and felt a little connection, you know, and started to share with one another. And that's when the Spirit of God has been real and present among us. Right? So, and what a blessing it is to have this space, right, where the love of God can be present in our midst. So, I don't know. I'm thankful, really thankful to God for this incredible blessing. So, you know, like when I think about that, that's a glimpse of what Paul was talking about in our passage today. You know, he's saying, I know someone, I don't know who, but somebody, you know, who it's complicated language. What he's talking about is like he's had this like incredible spiritual experience, right? He was caught up into heaven, okay? And he was describing what this spiritual experience kind of was. It's hard to describe things in words sometimes, right? You have a feeling. You don't know how to express it. That's kind of like what Paul was for Paul. He was trying to explain it, but basically he saw heaven itself, okay? An amazing spiritual experience. But then he's talking about, just so that he doesn't remain in the clouds, like this thorn was given to him in the flesh, okay? You guys know the phrase called, oh, that person's a thorn in my side? This is kind of where it comes from, okay? This thorn. It was causing Paul, we don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, and scholars debate, but we don't really know what it is. But something was bothering him so much that he prayed many, many, many times. It says three times, but what it really means, it's a metaphorical term for many, many times, right? He prayed that it might be taken away. So I started thinking about our own lives, right? Our own lives, you know, there are moments that we feel great, and then, you know, other times we feel real down, right? So a lot of, you know, as a teenager, this is a time you're going to go through a great emotional roller coaster. I don't know, I just have little images to help. Oh, yeah, that's a passage from Scripture. Hey, happy, sad, happy, sad. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, when I was a teenager, this is like very cyclical things. So one day I'll feel on top of the world, next day I'll feel real down, right? Like back when I was in high school, I used to love the weekends. Yeah, for me, because it was full of church activity. For us, like, I don't know, church was a very central part of our lives. It's because we didn't have anything else better to do, right? Like, you guys nowadays, you guys have a lot of different things, extracurricular activities or commitments and things like that. But all we had really was church. So Friday night in High C, we would get together every week. We'd cook together. We'd have Bible study and just hang out. And then Saturday, sometimes we'd have a special event. And then Sunday, we'd come to church like this, right? So I loved the weekends, you know. And then Friday was anticipating, yes. And then Saturday and Sunday morning, going to go to church. It's fun. But then, you know, Sunday afternoon, you go home. And I realized, oh, I haven't done my homework, and like, oh, tomorrow's school. I don't know. I would start to get real down, right? I don't know if any of you guys feel that, but that's what happened to me. And then come Sunday evening, I'd get really down. I really dreaded the coming Monday and the drudgery of going back to school. And I don't know. I start to call them the Sunday blues, right? That's what I called it. I was like, oh, I'm feeling the Sunday blues, you know? So I don't know, and there were many other things that would get me down as well. You know, school was a constant struggle. You know, like, I'll admit, grade 9 to like almost close to the end, I wasn't a very good student. Like, I had bad study habits. Like, I'd sit there at my desk for a long time, but my mind would be like, right? Thinking of this, that, and I'd be like, oh man, I gotta like focus. You guys ever experienced that? Right? Man, and like, I'd find myself daydreaming about many things, and these bad study habits, you know, in grade 9, 10, 11, led me to have kind of like, you know, I'm just okay grades, you know. So I didn't, don't worry, in my last year of high school, I turned on the jets, and then I did better, okay? But yeah, until then, like, so I felt really like bad about myself. I was like, man, I'm such a bad student. I felt very inadequate, right? And then also with that, physically, I felt like so unattractive. Like, why am I so dorky? And like, and then girls never pay attention to me. And like, so I was like, why are those guys getting all the attention and not me, right? And things like that. And then I was like, I talked about this last summer retreat, right? I was like, man, why am I such a loser? And those kind of things, right? But you know, these are just some examples, right? There's a lot of different things that make each of us feel weak and inadequate. And you know what? What I realized is the world around us, it really looks down on weakness and inadequacy. Don't you agree? Like, it's all about overcoming your weakness and all that stuff. So you know what? Overcoming our weakness, that's cool. It's fine and dandy. But what's the source of all this, right? So that there's a message in this world that, next slide. Right? Isn't this the message to overcome our weakness? It's all up to you. Just you do something. You know, if you work harder, try harder, just be stronger, then you can overcome your weakness with your shortcomings. So in other words, it all starts and ends with you. Okay? And you know, on the surface, like, this sounds like fine. And yes, you know what? I do believe in life. We have to try hard. Okay? I do believe in trying our best in whatever we do. And I'm not talking about slacking off or anything, you know. In my ministry with you, I try my best, you know, to make this a positive space and to really share that love of God with you. Okay? So that's not what I'm talking about, right? But what I'm talking about is, in this message, what's it really saying? This is, all right? Let's think about it. What is really underneath this message when it's all up to you? Any thoughts?
It's you alone.
It's you alone. Yeah, good. It's you alone. In other words, yo, where's God in this picture? Maybe there is no God really. You know, maybe with our lips we say, oh, I believe in God and yeah, I have faith in God, but in your actual real life, is God present, right? Let's think about that. So when we subscribe to this message, we're really in a sense saying, God, you might be good in theory, but in reality, I don't really believe in you, right? And that's the message of the world. And so, you know, so let's ponder that. So when Paul in the scripture, when he was desperately asking God to take this thorn away, there was a message that came to him, right? Next slide. Right? This was the message. My grace is sufficient for you, for Okay, in our translation, it just said power, no my, but yeah, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Okay, we're going to keep this slide up here. Because what does this mean? You know, like, what does this mean? My grace is, so I've thorn, you know, something really keeping me down. I'm asking God to take it away. And this is the response. My grace is sufficient for you, for our power is made perfect in weakness. Well, I did reflection, and here's what I think it means. Remember at the lock-in, I said there's another word in Greek for grace. Like, what's another way to think of grace, that word? Generosity, yes. Yeah, that's another easy way to understand. So God's, what he's saying is, my generosity and my good nature, it's good enough for us, okay, when we feel weak. God's generosity is good enough. Okay, and he says power is made perfect in weakness. So he's talking about true power, God's power. Okay, so let's differentiate the world's power and God's power. Okay, the world's power. What do you think? I've talked about this before, but what's a central feature of the world's power? Any thoughts? Priscilla, you got any ideas? Huh? The world's idea of power. What is a central feature of it? Huh?
Money?
Okay, yeah, that's a type of the power. I know. Fine, I'm not being clear. It's my fault. Okay. So let's say... I'm just going to give you the answer first. Okay. The world's power, it can be taken away at any time. All right? So let's say your source of power is wealth and money and riches. That money can be taken away at any time. You can make bad choices. The economy can change all of a sudden, and it's gone. All right? So that's one thing. Is your source of power like political power? You know, like if you're a president or something, you can feel like you're the most powerful person in the world. But then the next election, you can get booted out, right? That power is gone. You know, is the source of your power popularity and fame? You know, you can be on top of the world, have like thousands of people at your concert or something, and then you can like say something stupid on social media and then everyone's gone, right? The world's power can be taken away at any time. But God's power, ooh. All right, now we're talking about something else, right? It's a different story. We sing a lot of songs with these words. Unchanging, steadfast, eternal, everlasting. You know those kind of words, right? God's power. God's power. Consistent. It doesn't depend on the whims of people. Our opinion might change, but God's power doesn't, right? Whereas the world's power, if people's opinions changes, then that person's power can change. Do you guys get it? Yeah. God's power remains no matter what. I don't know. That's a much more solid kind of power, isn't it? That's true power. And that's the kind of power that Paul's referring to here. But here's a secret that Paul understood about this real power, all right? It's made perfect only in weakness. Whoa, that's kind of, that's weird. Why is this so? Why can't it be perfect when we're strong? So here's what I think. You know, people, we're weak people. We're so insecure, right? We have so many fears. So there's a good pride, okay? There's a good pride. When we're actually really confident, then that's a good pride. I'm proud and, you know. But then there's another kind of pride. It's a kind of pride that masks our insecurity and fear, right? Deep down, I'm not very confident, so I try to, like, appear something else. Like, that kind of pride, you know? And with that kind of pride, we might feel strong for a bit, but we can't admit that we're weak, right? And when we're relying on ourselves, then we don't let God's power come in. That's what it is, okay? When we're trying to rely on ourselves, God's power can't come in. But when we can acknowledge, admit, oh yeah, you know what? This is how I feel. I'm not confident. I'm weak. Then we can be honest about it to God. Say, God, this is how I feel. You know, I'm feeling weak. So therefore, may your power come into me. Ah, that's the transformative moment, guys. Okay, when we're feeling weak, and when we're honest about it, God comes in. And this power that we're talking about, that's the power that will lead us and steer us. And that's why Paul said at the end, therefore, you know, no matter what kind of struggles come to my way, struggles, hardships, calamities, when I'm weak, I am strong, because it's God's power that's guiding me. Yeah. See, I go off script because that's what I'm feeling, guys. Like, when we are weak, we let God's power come and guide us, okay? It doesn't mean that life's going to get any easier. It doesn't mean that hardships go away. God never said that, right? Life is difficult. Life will have difficult moments. But the difference is that when we can acknowledge our weakness and have faith that God comes in, then, okay, life is hard, but I can carry forward. Okay? It's that belief. I can make it. You know, I can get through this because God's power is with me and driving me. All right, got that, guys? So, because my, you know, in my ministry with you guys and everything, when I think and pray about you guys, that's really my deepest hope, is that you can all be strong people in that sense. Not strong on the surface, but that inner strength. So that no matter what difficulties or challenges come, that you can stand on your two feet and say, with God's power, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. Because that's how much God loves me, and that's how powerful our God is. Okay, so in your journey in life, when you're going through difficult moments, keep this word in your heart. That's what the word of God is, when this kind of message remains in your heart. Okay? May God bless each and every one of you on your daily journeys, okay? And may God's power be the one that drives you. Amen? Amen. So we're going to reflect together. Oh yeah, you know what? Circle's never good for a song because you guys are self-conscious and don't sing. But that's okay. You know what? Meditate on these words and sing if you'd like to. There's this song, Enough. We've sang it before. But really think about the words, okay? Because this song kind of stems from our passage today. So let's play it. And then I'm going to lead us in a time of reflection, okay? Volume? Okay.
All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need you satisfy.
Enjoy this song, okay? And then and reflect on what you're going through in your own life, okay? Let's bow our heads right now, okay? You know, you've had a chance to read those words, listen to the song as well. You heard my message, okay? Our message is about when we are weak, you know, God is strong. When we are weak, God's strength comes in, and where God's strength and grace is enough in any situation. So let's examine your own life, okay? Think of what you're going through. Think of the good things and think of the challenges that you're going through. And let's bring these challenges before God and acknowledge it. Say, God, I feel weak in these circumstances. So think of some of these circumstances, okay? And let's reflect for a moment. Okay, if you've been able to think of some challenges and struggles where you feel weak, Let's ask God right now. God, come into my heart, and may your power be the one that leads me, steers me, and drives me. Let's take a moment to invite God into our hearts so that it may be God's power that shines when we are weak. So take a moment with God. Wrap up in prayer. Dear God, just thank you so much for this precious High C group that we have here. Thank you for each individual, for calling them to be here in this world. Thank you for creating them. From before they were born, they were fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. Lord, life is not easy. There are many different challenges, many things that make us feel inadequate and weak, and in the world, we feel so much pressure that it's up to us, that I have to overcome these weaknesses and inadequacies all on my own, all by myself. But Lord, we've heard good news, God, where you are a God that loves us, and you're a God that grants true power. When we can acknowledge that we are weak before you, you send your Spirit to us and you strengthen us. Lord, in life, as we go through life's journeys and challenges, may it be your strength and your Spirit that leads us day in, day out. And may we rest on this faith so that we can be a truly strong and confident people. We thank you again. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.